Okay, we are on top of Lamed and Aleph. Ahud Amar, third line from the top. Ahud Amar, somebody said if I don't show up in 30 days, it should be a guest. Asa Paskamabra, he came and he couldn't get across the river. Amalu Chazuda Asoy, Chazuda Asoy, he screamed across the river, I'm back. Amar Shmuel Shmei Masya. So we explained it one of two ways. If you hold Yesh Einus Begitten, the answer is here, even though he claims Einus, but is that Einus of the Shechicha, this happens very frequently, he should have spoken out. That's an Einus, he should have spoken out. And if you hold Einus Begitten, Chazal made a Takana that even though he wasn't honest, it doesn't make a difference, they were Mafkia the Kedushin. If I don't appease her. He says mollify. I think appease is good. It's not fancy, but it's good. So 30 days, Lehavigita should be a get. Also, Paisim, he tried, it didn't work. So we have two Lashaynas. Amar Rav Yaisa, Miyav, Letarka, the Dinri, Vilayifaisa. Did he give her three kav of gold coins? And she didn't get mollified, right? So Teret says he didn't try hard enough, and therefore we don't say honest because ain't honest begin. Ikad the Amir Rabbi Yisrael immediate attack with the Dimri boy lemeisiv lo a paisiv lo yivaisa. Listen, he's an honest. He can't afford three kav of Dimri. What does he think it is? Halaman damer yesh ain't honest begin. The man damer ain't honest begin. The two versions of the story can depend on whether you're willing to accept the tainus of Einus or not. It's interesting that the Gemara uses Tarka with the Dinri. In yesterday's daf, the Gemara talked about a rich woman who paid the king off to be memana her arus at Kain Gadol. It uses the same amount. Tarka with the Dinri, three kav of Dinrim, is Marsa Bas Vices gave to the king in order that Yeshua Ben Gamliel should be Kain Gadol. So just notice this morning, the Tarka with the Dinri is obviously the ultimate bribe you can give somebody is Tarka with the Dinri. Just notice it because of yesterday's daf. Look to Mishnah Vayter. Hamal v'mas is HaKayim v'salevi v'sa'ani li'asvar v'shalem m'chokan. Somebody lent money to a Kayin or a Levi or a poor person, and he was being paid from either their Truma, their Meister, or their Meister Ani. Now the Mishnah does not deal with the technicality of how this works. The Mishnah just says the deal is a great deal, and he can assume they're still alive. He doesn't have to have constant updates about their status, whether they're alive or not. Chazaka says they're still alive. And he doesn't have to be afraid or the Ani got rich. Mesu, if they did die, so they're not obligated to pay, because again, he made up that he would collect the Truma. So even if there is land, they're not obligated to pay, because usually a loan goes on the estate. But here it was said beferish that it doesn't go on the estate. So therefore, the Yarshim can say, have a nice day. But if they say they're willing to pick up the tab, he can use the same arrangement of taking the Truma. Now, by the Ani, it's a little bit difficult, because it's assuming that the Yarshim are poor as well. Because if the Yarshim are means, then the Rishus from the Yarshim will not work. Right? They can't get Rishus from Yarshim on Meister Ani if they're not poor. However, if the loan took care of Bezen, so Bezen made a takana, and the Tzarek little Rishus from the Yarshim, and the way we explained Rashi and Taisa Sashita is that Rebbe limits that only if there's land. The takana was only made in a case where he leaves over some land. How much land was a question of machloikus amaroyim. Zokta Gemara, Baba Gavli Hasi Liyade. How in the world does he get paid from Truma? The Kayan never got the Truma. The Levi never got the Meister. The Ani never got the Meister Ani. Amarav, so there's going to be three terutzim. Rav says, v'makire kahuna levia. He always gives it to his friend, the Kayan or the Levi, or the Ani. And therefore, as soon as he separates the Truma, becomes the Maman Hashavet. And by everybody else withdrawing it because they realize they're not getting it, it automatically becomes that client's and he can take it as payment. Shmuel Amar ben Mazak.
Why did Rabbi say it? Why did he separate for that Kohen?
You can't do that. You have to give it to him. How does it become that client?
That part I understand, but why did he always start with he's separating it to all of the Kohen?
But that's what it, because if not, where's the Kenyan? How does this become the client's? Where is the Kenyan? Makirikun is not a Kenyan, the way Rashi learns. How does it become that individual kayak?
So what's the answer to that surprise?
Because first it becomes Mamon Kahuna. It belongs to all Kehanim. The corporation called Kahuna. Then, 1 minute, the Hafrasha, just like when somebody separates Hegdish, it becomes Hegdish. Separating Truma makes it Kehanim's. Not any individual Kehanim's, but the property of the corporation called Kehanim. I don't understand. When somebody donates something to Hegdish, does it become Hegdish? Where's the Kenyan? Where's the Kenyan?
The Hafrasha.
What of Russia? He said this should become Hegdish. What makes it Hegdish?
His words.
Okay, that means words can make a Kenyan.
Right.
So by Truma, words can make it belong to Kahuna.
So I'm saying the words are...
It doesn't work that way. Well, there's no such halacha. But there's no such halacha.
By Kakiri Kahuna, all the other Kohanim know they're not in the Parsha here.
So again...
Why can't we skip that step and just say, by Kakiri Kahuna, the words are making it his?
Because there's no such thing. That's why.
I said it.
It's not true. It's not true. It doesn't become any individual's kahuna.
If you're doing it, if you're saying it's for the shame, that's the same for the kahuna.
It works. That works.
Say it by this also.
Because there's a big difference. When a guy separates truma, it becomes all kahanims. It doesn't become any individual kahans. How does it become the individual's kahans? He has a right to give it to every kahan he wants to. Right. Shmuel Amar Mesaka Lameidei Acherim. You pick somebody else, picks it up for them. Ulo Amramani Revyasi Dam Rajan is Zakat Takana Drabonam, like Abraham Cohen wanted to tie that. They made it the guy's truma. Don't think about the Kula Karabli Ami Makira like Gotani. Doesn't say it's only Makire. Shmuel Ami Basaka like Dani. Doesn't say they gave it to anybody else. The Kula Nami Kazala Makmina. They didn't want to say it's only going like Revyasi. Don't think about the Tana Rabban and Amalva Moses Akamas Alevi Masami with Smabish Ale Makoka. He led by into the Kayan, to the Levi, to Ani, to be Mavrish from the Chelik. Mavrish Alem, Ches Keshen Kayamim. Upaisik Imam Kishar Hazo. He can make up that he's going to take the price, the cheaper price that's going to be at the time of collection, which that is not a problem in any loan. That is not a problem in any loan, because the only time it's a problem is if it's worth more than you paid for it. If I pay for a barrel of apples, which now costs $20, I pay $20, and at the time I pick up the apples, it's worth $30. That's a problem, because I paid prepaid to get a cheaper price. Here, I'm going to pay the price at the time of collection, which is fine. That's right. But Mishum Ribbis, there's no question of Ribbis. And meaning, there's no question of Ribbis in the deal, even if it goes up. There's no question of Ribbis here, because he's not guaranteed a return. In a normal case, he's guaranteed a certain amount of fruit. Here, if the wind comes and blows it away, something happens to it, it's not guaranteed anything. Therefore, there's no ribbis. Yes?
Which is it? There's no guarantee? Is it because it goes the other way?
Depends which part. Paisik Mem Kishar Azul is by everything. But what if the price went up? And he's taking Truma at a higher price. That is a problem of ribbis. Not here, because he's no guaranteed anything. Vein Shvias Misham Tassai, because he collected it already. There's no Layigas, he doesn't have to collect it. Then Baal Lachzer and the Chayzer, the Gemara will explain one way that the owner can't, the lender can't change his mind, but the borrower can. If something happened that he gave up hope of collecting the truma, well, it's over and done with. Because you can't separate if you've already decided that it's a lost soul. Not soul, lost truma. Amamar, Paisik Imam Kishar Zul Pshita. Of course. That's, everybody can do that. It's self understood that if the price goes down, you'll get it at that cheaper price. Since if there won't be anything there, he won't be able to collect it. So Mamela, that's not a deal that he's getting the cheaper. Yeah, he might. He might lose his pants, so therefore it doesn't make a difference.
So does that mean he did not guarantee it, or he guaranteed it?
There's no guarantee here. If the truma gets lost, he doesn't get payment.
So he
can take it.
That's why it's not ribbis.
Correct. Yeah. Remember, this at best would be a biblical, a rabbinic ribbis to begin with.
And if he promised him the principal, forget it, and not the higher,
if he's guaranteed the principal, this is ribbis. If it went up in price and he takes it at the higher price, correct. Meaning he takes it at the lower price, even though it's worth more, right? You guys, he doesn't have to collect it. In because the Balabais has it already, and therefore he can't change his mind. I would claim the Balabais and Balang Sukhaisha. We had, this was a difficult thing to explain. I didn't want to get into it, and I did. That Rashi holds like the Mandem, saying the Gemara goes like the Mandem, and it says that even though money is not a kinyan, rabbinically they said money is not a kinyan, it's only to the one who doesn't have the commodity. The one who has the commodity already, money is a kinyan for him. You don't separate the what happened was it already went into the stalk. I'm sure Archibald has a fancier word. What does he say? The Akan. Doesn't say? What? The Tzvicha de Akan. Mal de Tame Aknesim, we'll see. The fact that it grew. It grew into the stalks. I would think it means something, meaning his yish is not a yish because it covers commercial blood. He gave up hope. Tanya Rabbazim Yaakov, Rabbi Malbot, Moses, Akramus, Alevi, Bebesin. Everybody would agree that all Kahanim like this arrangement, and therefore Bezin made this takana for their benefit. It allows them an avenue of borrowing money that wouldn't be open to them if they wouldn't make that takana. All Yisrael are maskim. All poor people of Yisrael are again maskim to this deal. Meaning he holds you can even be mafresh that the kustim are maskim. Now, it's just a question of who he has in mind, according to Rashi. My benayu, in kibinayu ani akustim. The Travaki you're being mafresh and ani akustim of that city are maskim. And according to the Tanakhama, you can't give to kustim because they're goyim. Therefore, you give it to ani oilam. But there's no practical nafkamina in the way Rashi learns, and that's what Titus asks. Since when is that a benayu? It's no difference. Titus has a different shot. Hesherani, if the Ani got rich, he can't be mafresh. In fact, the Gemara, why? Make it takana. This way the Ani won't have to be afraid because nobody will want to lend them money in the fear that the Ani that borrows the money might get rich. That the Gemara meets the Shchicha in the sense that everybody dies. So death is real. Whereas Ashiras Leshchicha, it's not on the mind of anybody. One won't refuse to lend money to an ani because he's afraid he's going to get rich. If you hear that a friend died, Rachman al-Litzlan, you can say it's true. It's Asher, Loisa Asher, don't believe it so fast. It doesn't happen that often.
On the ani, wouldn't you think if he made it, he would pay the loan?
Maybe he would. He doesn't have to. Business is business, you know what I mean?
No, it's a
business.
We have thanked Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem. He says Maidim. He says Nishmas. He gives kiddush and shul. Business is business. Don't think my advice. You're in a nice guy mood today. I see. Sometimes you're in a mood of like everybody would want to repay, and sometimes you're. Yes. Maybe not. We have no idea. All this, you can write your own story. I'm reading the Gemara. Yes, Avram Cohen is not poor, Baruch Hashem, he's a wealthy man. But Chas V'Sham, somebody with his midas would be poor, he would definitely pay it back. Because of Akar, that's right. At least on this Sunday morning. What?
Yes, Kavon and Benching, Allah,
Yudhi, Avad,
Sonoma.
Exactly. Mace. Tarak Lutu Rishusman Ayarshim. Tanya, Rabbi Yaima Yarshim Shiarshu, according to Tysus and Rashi, it's going on the case of Bezin. It's only if they inherited. In fact, it's going to be Yarshim, the Yarshim. What do you mean inherited? Every Yarshim inherits. Elam Rabbi Yaima Shiarshu, Karkim Allah Shiarshim Sof. They have to inherit some land. I'm Rabbi Yaima. How much land? Only as much land as they inherit. Tadiyach Moli Mechat, Gaibim Moli Mechat, Moli Kardim, Gaibim Moli Kardim. Little land again, little. the takanas for a little, a lot of land, they made it for the whole thing. Because theoretically, it's possible to collect the whole loan from a little piece of land. You take the land, the guy redeems it, you take it back, he redeems it. So therefore, it's possible. So therefore, the takana included that as well. A Yisrael told the Levi, you have Meister in my hand. We're not afraid that the Levi turned around and made it Meister. We're afraid that the Levi turned around and made it Trumas Meister. My Kamar. Amar Abaya. How he Kamar. Yisrael some of the Levi, Meister Yeshlach Biyadi, Vehe Lach Damav. He paid for it. Because he doesn't know how much Meister it is. So therefore he wouldn't do it. Now the question is, that's a rishus. You took the money, you changed your mind, and then you went and made a trumas meiser to be shia skin of the shapli dami of actually trumas meiser. Talking about rishon, elamer mishayish made the midi haki cover. You saw some of the men meiser, maybe meiser of icha biyadi. Your father had meiser in my hand. Hey, look, dami, I'd like to pay for you. Question is, did the father make it trumas meiser? Any question in Shemos of trumas meiser makamachar? Because the father would never do that, not knowing how much meiser it is. Kor meiser levicha biyadi behelok damav. Question in Shemos of trumas meiser makamachar? Maybe the father made it trumas meiser. That's what we're afraid of, that the father had made it trumas meiser. Frek the gemar b'chinatzu chaverim lidum shleben amukav. If the father is a reliable person, they would never do it, because rabbinically speaking, you're not allowed to separate unless you have it right near you. So to Gemara, Elam Rav Ashi Yochi Kamar. Ben Yisrael Shama Lelevi Kacham Meliyabam. My father told me, Maisa L'cho B'yadi and Maisa L'vicha B'yadi. Chaysish in the Trumas Maisa Shaboy. So we have to be afraid that there's still a need to separate the Trumas Maisa, because there's no reason to believe that the Yisrael separated Trumas Meiser out of it, because there was no exact amount. Like even the kids, Slava Masakhali Balabayas, right? The Yisrael could separate Trumas Meiser. But if it's not exact amount, he didn't separate Trumas Meiser. This is not that the Levi made it Trumas Meiser. This is that the Yisrael who's holding it separated Trumas Meiser.
Where's the first shot?
It was the Levi made it Trumas Meiser. And the Levi didn't have it here. So it's Shleiman Amukov. Here is the Yisrael separating it. He has it right here. We assume that it was taken care of, because a chaver doesn't keep things around that aren't taken care of. He was a kid, still couldn't have a balabayas. Frank, the Gemara, but he actually was just a balabayas, literally Trumas Meiser. Does the balabayas have reshus to take Trumas Meiser in? Says in the Pasuk, connection with them to Maschem Kedokim and Hagairin, Trumas Meiser is like regular Truma. Vishtay Trumas Akasim Adaber. Akas Trumas Gedaila, Vakas Trumas Meiser. Change the Truma Gedaila and tell us Ba'aymer Ubamakshava. Doesn't need an exact amount. You can estimate, right? We had a problem here, because biblically speaking, you don't even have to estimate, you take one grain. But Zeratira wanted Truma given, and the Torah did not say any exact amount, which means the Torah allowed you to estimate. Kap Trumas Meiser to tell us Ba'aymer Ubamakshava. Shame she had, by Tumakshava you don't need the limud, Rashi says, because the next shav is going on both. Shame she actually reshus the balabayas and the Truma Gedaila, just like the owner has reshus to separate Truma Gedaila, Kaki actually reshus the balabayas, Litram Trumas Meiser, he has permission to take Trumas Meiser as well. I'm sorry? Exact amount.
And Truma don't have to.
That's what the Torah said. I know you'll have to ask somebody else the Svara. I went to this on Friday. I'm happy you did. Was he happy? I'm sure you
did. They told me the history of his son.
I'm happy. I told you that. Have a wonderful day, everybody.